Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through my business, Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I also help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a heightened perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels, who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving, and they're very compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. Call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But like always, before we take some of that advice, I'll say welcome again. Welcome to all my regular listeners and those people that are following me on Blog Talk Radio. You know, if you're listening for the first time and you want to be reminded of my shows coming up, Angel Healing House radio shows, you can go on the Blog Talk Radio site, follow my lovely little, find my lovely little face there on Blog Talk Radio and push the follow button underneath. And this way you'll be alerted of all the shows coming up. Now, if you are a first-time listener, you will let me tell you that I usually introduce the topic for maybe about 5 or 10 minutes, and then I will take those calls that are on the switchboard. And thank you for that 519. I see you still holding, and I will get to you first up. But a big thank you goes out to the many people who I've received emails from, and especially to Jennifer, Lisa, Sarah, and Caroline, who've told me that my show has given them confirmation, encouragement, and above all, hope in themselves. You know, listeners, in many ways, it's easy for myself and the Posse of Angels to encourage you to be hopeful, because we can clearly see how beautiful, how magnificent, and how powerful you truly are. With this, we see way beyond any belief systems and programming of any doubt, and we are only able to see your divine, limitless nature and your innate ability to be free to create whatever reality you wish to create. So, in last week's show, I shared the importance of the concept of freedom as a state of mind and how in this regard, we all have the same inalienable rights to be free. This week will be a part two about sharing with you some of the very practical, grounded advice on the things that you can center on to shift your reality from being perhaps a victim, feeling like you blame others, or feeling not in control or not particularly free with your life, and switch that to feeling more powerful and free to choose exactly what you desire for your world. The more you practice these points, the more your perception will change within, and it's only by changing ourselves within that brings true change to our lives and changes our realities. So first up, if one is going to start to embrace the idea of being free, then one has to accept responsibility for their contribution and how they got to where they are. You know, one can only do this by being present and aware in one's life. You know, as I say in the introduction to my show, by focusing on the negative in the past, well, because of the laws of attraction, the more you'll draw to yourself is negativity. And the more you focus on some imagined future, again on things that haven't happened, and if you spend your time worrying, then you forget to engage in the only moment that we have to truly affect in our lives, which is the present moment. And it's in that present moment that the signs are given to us how to step forward. It helps us to be more present. It helps us to slow down and allows ourselves to really take in the signs and the signals which are there all the time for us. By being focused in the present moment, one can clearly see the signs and the connections that the universe is sending us in answer to our prayers, intentions, and the desires in our heart. As I've said on numerous occasions, you know, most people miss out on the signs of life because they are simply being reactive to life and they're not engaging in that only when we have available within. You know, for instance, when traffic, okay, and traffic is very heavy, because I know that I'm always where I'm meant to be, it could be a sign for me to slow down and just enjoy the ride. You know, I utilize my time in traffic and I try to messages in the license plates in front of me, or I really take notice of the messages of the songs on the radio. I'm not surprised when most of the songs that I hear on the radio have to deal with angel references. So take the time to be present and to then watch for the signs for the universe to fulfill your intentions rather than reacting to life and trying to push life. Secondly, a really important thing that helps us to be free is to embrace endings and loss. Now, I know around this time there are a great many relationships that are ending on the planet. We can no longer be in relationships that do not resonate with us, and even long-standing relationships are ending. And one of the things that can really help us to be free is to deeply know that the old must wither away in order for the new to come in. To help us with loss, it helps tremendously to appreciate what has been and to release it. In fact, one of the only things that we can constantly count on, listeners, is change. The more you embrace change and you see it for the best, the more your life becomes infinitely easier. By having gratitude for everything, including loss and change in our lives, it helps us to release the past in order for us to grow and to move on to new and more fulfilling lives. Giving yourself the freedom to be willing to embrace the unknown and accept change as an inevitable part of life is paramount to being able to evolve. I just saw a lovely little cartoon on Facebook. Somebody posted on my Facebook page. and it shows a caterpillar that's going into a chrysalis, and then it opens to a butterfly, and the butterfly flying away. And the caption on it was, in order for the butterfly to be able to fly, it has to give up the idea of being a caterpillar. And that's what life is all about, that freedom to know that we can do, be, and have whatever we want, but we have to truly let go of that which is no longer serving us and open ourselves to receive. So on that note, I'm going to go to the switchboard, and I will take our first call. 519, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. How are you? It's Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. What a beautiful topic. That's been my word for the last month is transformation.
Oh, my gosh. Transformation.
I know.
Unbelievable. And that little caption... Yeah, when I saw that, that has so much to do with my life right now. So much of what I've done over the past 10 years, and I've heard from clients, and I've heard from so many friends, it's like there is just such an ending with what we've done before, and it's now preparing us in a little chrysalis. And a lot of people feel doom, a lot of people feel gloom, they feel a void. And it's because we're being prepared to absolutely fly. And it's about our faith and our trust intact and our mental sanity while we're in that chrysalis, and not allow ourselves to become sad and to dip down and to try to find that joy and happiness while we're in that chrysalis waiting for our next stage as a butterfly to come.
That's so true, and I hear what you're saying, because when you start feeling the contrast, your mind tends to go back into, oh no, I thought it was that, and then you realize, no, contrast is bringing us the awareness of what is clearing or what needs to be cleared still in order for us to be in that state of bliss.
Absolutely. People usually balk at contrast because, a lot of us have been taught to be scared of change. And contrast, the larger the contrast in our lives, the larger the expansion for us. And so I often have said in my practice that our best lessons come in contrast, because if they came easy, they wouldn't even be a blip on our radar screen. You wouldn't even know it's a lesson. So a lot of times they have to come in with very deep contrast. They have to come in with very deep feelings. And they have to force us to grow and expand. So this of them.
It's funny, I always say God gives us problems wrapped up in presents. So it gives us presents wrapped up in problems. So the bigger the problem, the bigger the present.
Absolutely. I love that.
I always get excited about, oh my gosh, I can't wait to unwrap this present.
Oh look, I'm so clever, I gave this gift to myself.
Yeah. And everybody thinks you've lost your mind.
The club.
Yeah. So Candy, I was wondering, in this contrast that I'm going through, do you have any words of wisdom that would, help me move to the next step?
Absolutely. Now, is there any one particular area, Karen?
Well, I seem to be really in contrast with financial and career. Like, I just does not seem to be any remuneration, I'm trusting and being patient, but it's like it's really difficult when you can't, even put food on the table. So.
What they're saying is, if you had those modicum of a life in which, putting food on the table and paying bills, if that wasn't a problem, and you were still reaching to be acknowledged and respected and honored, I would say go out and have fun. But that is not where you're at this moment. Putting food on the table is really one of those basic things that when you can't do that, you can't really think about anything else. So one of the things that is really coming to mind, Karen, is for you to nurture and to nourish yourself. Those are two extraordinary words that the posse of angels have said to people who are in this situation where putting food on the table is a huge concern of theirs. And what does that mean, nurture and nurture yourself? Find ways to exalt your life. Okay, for instance, every morning I start off with this list. And if you, do I have your email address?
No, but I will.
You send me your email address. I will type this out. And listeners, if you would like this, I will send it to you. You must change your vibration. While you're waiting to become that butterfly and to fly away, while you're waiting in that chrysalis, not being remunerated for who you are. And quite frankly, Karen, I'm picking up that this with you has gone so far beyond just money. It's about being acknowledged and remunerated for your gifts and talents and being recognized by the universe for who you are. That's what I'm picking up.
That's so true.
It's not so much about the money. Okay, this is my tirade that I start the day with, and even when I'm feeling blue, because even us metaphysical teachers, those of us that say, oh, we're happy all the time, we're joyful and everything, they are lying. They're human, okay? They have their up, their biorhythms, their up and down days, and you know, they're getting the fog sometimes. This helps me enormously. I want you to close your eyes now, and I want you to feel these words. And listeners, you can do this along with me. Close your eyes and really feel these words through the tone of my voice. My life is easy. My life is comfortable. My life is certain and secure. My life is true. It's honest. It's deep. It's authentic. My life is fabulous. My life is real. It's great. It's warm. My life is soft and gentle and kind and fantastic and sweet. My life is adoring. My life is delicious. It's effervescent. It's fantastic, gigantic, gorgeous, healing. It's healthy. It's remarkable. My life is bountiful and gracious. It's limitless, boundless, and it's beautiful. My life is ignited. It's fun. It's exciting. It's full of passion. It's alive. My life is full, it's confident, enthusiastic, and joyful. It's large, luscious, magnificent, new, and open. My life is ravishing, it's receiving, it's receptive, it's prosperous, ready, rich, and ripe. My life is wealthy, it's stupendous, it's tremendous and tantalizing, it's unbelievably amazing, it's priceless. It's vibrant, it's wealthy and wonderful, it's yummy and it's miraculous. My life feels like heaven. Things are always working out. The universe always gives me what I desire in my heart. Things are always getting better and better and better. My life is a work of genius, a work of art. My life is truly extraordinary. How do you feel, Karen?
I feel very light.
You're very light. I'm tingling all over.
I know. Oh, my gosh. To go from tears to just, that's just so beautiful. It's pure magic.
It's magic. And you know what? We have the ability, we are limitless as children of God. And if God is the all that is, the mother, father, all that is, and if we are the co-creators as children of that source, we are also limitless and boundless to change our reality. Now, the posse of angels are jumping in here, and they're telling me that, yes, we are able to change our reality, but, and there is a big but, if it's not the right timing for us, and I know that you are extraordinarily intuitive, I know that you're psychic, you're telepathic, and you're very good at watching for the signs. If the signs are not in front of you, then the universe is going to telling you that it's time for you to be creative, time to have fun, and find joy. Okay.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
What do you do to be creative, Karen?
I'm an artist, and I paint. I just actually, for the first time this last night, decided to paint a painting, which I've never done, and I'm doing it's of a dove. And,
okay. They want you to open up that divine channel, and they want you to be creative and allow your gifts and talents to pour out. And you will feel much better. You will get in contact with that inner child, and you'll feel so much better about yourself. Also, they're saying here, anytime you're in this situation where, you know, food on the table is an enormous thing for you, is that you put your emphasis on the gratitude and appreciation for exactly what you do have.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, okay. I just... decorated for a wedding. I've been sharing. I have been so excited because I've been in flow. It's like something opened up, and I just created this whole magic wedding for someone, and just with nothing. And you know, it was in the country, and they had no idea. And I just went out into the field and cut trees down and created this magic, this magical wedding. And I stood back and went, "Why? Where did that come from?" And you know, and I'm painting, and everything that's coming out of me is just so beautiful. Yet I couldn't even buy my daughter breakfast this morning. So it's kind of like I understand that I have this beautiful talent, but I'm losing my fit. You know what I mean? I can't look after the basic needs because there's no remuneration. People are, you know, they're acknowledging me, and they're in awe of my talent, but there's no money. And no job coming in. It's like I find it really difficult.
Okay, they want you. You've got three of the best cards in the pack. The first one is the High Priestess. Is this anointed and an ancient wisdom in you? They're telling me that you are the metaphysical teacher. You're so connected. You know you're connected with the elemental realm.
No, I didn't, but I feel that.
Okay. Have you done any reading on healing with the fairies and any of the and the elementals?
No, but I will.
They want you to go to the library,
okay,
and or go online or whatever and find out information about elementals and the fairy realm.
I believe the fairies live on my property for sure.
Absolutely, and you are one of them. You are one of them. They want you to. The second card is the best card in the pack, which I think is the wish card. They want you to wish. They want you to wish with all your heart and know that it is already yours. It just hasn't manifested yet on the physical plane.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and the third card is the money. Is the Queen of Pentacles. That is you, with all of this abundance around you. And that's what's manifest to help you. And they want you to know, dear, it's coming.
Oh.
It's coming. And don't lose your faith. We're in the collective on the planet is all in the chrysalis at the moment. We know that there's something. It's not that we haven't wished for it and intended for it and prayed for it and felt it in our heart and visualized it and do it and done our vision boards and, you know,
yeah,
and affirmations and everything else. But this is about the collective and divine timing. And the summertime is about the sowing the seeds, and the harvest is coming.
Oh, my God.
September, October, November is our harvest. And what the posse are now screaming in my ears, God has a long memory and will not forget his light workers who held the light in order for the planet to shift and ascend.
Wow.
We will not be forgotten.
That's so beautiful. And you know something, when you have that, when all you can give is love. It's like I'm so over. I can't tell you. I can stand in a room of people and I love to my core. I just love them. You know what I mean? And I'm amazed sometimes at the depth of, you can't explain that to somebody that, you know, when you say you love them, it's like, I love them at such a different level. And to be able to, it just opens up. This was for a young couple, and the creativity that flowed out of me because I loved them and their families, and we just amazed. I was very grateful because to feel that presence, to feel I knew it was being channeled because it was something beyond me, and I was just so grateful that I was a tool for that.
Richness, they also want you to know the richness that you have given to the planet and the wealth that you have given to the planet by just your being who you are. And that love vibration is more priceless than any precious metals, gold, or anything else. And they meaning being descended masters, angels, they laud us. They kiss our feet for coming back to this planet in which a lot of times it's very difficult to find love in the physical fields of matter and duality. And that we chose to come back at this time and to hold the light for the planet of unity, of acceptance, of love and harmony, and to change the consciousness of the planet. And that at its base is what ascension is about.
Wow. I am so honored to be a sister to you and the beautiful listeners, because I feel that what's coming is so powerful.
Oh,
and I'm so grateful that I'm part of it.
I know this great brotherhood and this great sisterhood.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, there were many souls who wanted to come back and play this journey. They wanted to come back, but they didn't have the spiritual strength because this truly, Earth, I love Earth. It's a wonderful place, but at times it is an insane asylum of a planet. Because,
yeah.
You know, quite frankly, I mean, you know, there are wars and people hate each other. You know, people step over each other on the sidewalks and they don't feed each other, and you know, but they'll quest after consumerism and they'll run after, you know, labels and kinds of things. So, you know, choosing to come back here, you have to be a very strong spiritual warrior to withstand, duality. And we still were able to find love in a world where love so often doesn't exist.
Oh, it's so true. It's like, bring it on.
Bring it on. So, Karen, I feel the glorious light inside of you, and they're once again reiterating, this is the summertime when the seeds are sown and the harvest is coming in September, October, November. Be creative, be fun, be joyful. And if you really are having difficulty seeing the signs, ask for more clarity.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I can't tell you, even on my walk, I walk and there's like a bird on every fence post. Like, there was these black ravens, one, and then a mourning dove sings to me every morning when I walk, and these little yellow finches fly back and forth, and little bunnies run across. This is just on my walk every morning, and I can hear the trees. I see faces in the trees. They're absolutely beautiful. I know everybody think I'm absolutely crazy, but it's almost.
Are they ravens or are they crows?
They're crows.
Okay.
Very large crows.
A crow is one of the most extraordinary totems that you can draw to yourself. The crow is the law, is the sacred law. The crow is about shape-shifting.
The
crow is about you being able to be in your personal integrity and with your will being able to shape-shift reality. Reality and become your future self. The crows are saying you are being in chrysalis, in that time of metamorphosis, and you're being shape-shifted in bring your future self into the present moment. So crow is an extraordinary, wonderful omen of change. As it lives in the void, it has no sense of time. Pause, okay, what are they telling me? They're telling me for you to pause and reflect on how you see yourself carrying forth these great laws of spirit, as being the metaphysical teacher on the planet. And they keep saying that. I don't know if you see yourself as the metaphysical teacher, Karen, but there are going to be many people on the planet who are going to shift, and they're going to, like, wake up out of a nightmare, and they're going to need answers. And if you, the more that you can avail yourself as being that metaphysical teacher, and you don't have to, like myself, be an intuitive counselor or a Reiki. You know, I teach a lot of people Reiki, and then they use that as a platform for their metaphysical teaching. But you can teach people metaphysics through your art. You can teach it through many, many different avenues. Whatever is joyful and creative for you. But the crows. Crows are one of the most amazing of birds, as they're all about change, transformation into the spiritual, and shape-shifting. So.
And on the walk, there were two, in different spots, but there were two little opossums that were dead, and there were two little moles. But it was just weird because they were, it was like, when do you ever see an opossum to begin with?
And they usually come out during the night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, and then right after that, these black butterflies keep coming.
Okay. The black butterfly immediately is, but you know, butterflies are about flying away to freedom. But
yeah.
The black indicates that they are too in the void, that it's just not time for them to take off yet. So it is darkness around that. But the opossums are about diversion, about you know, a time, if you're in a time of confusion in your present situation, the opossums are about being playful and creative and fun and joy.
Oh.
Saying to you, that's what I wrote down here, creative, fun, joy. Get out there, talk to the fairies. Get out there and allow yourself to play, to bring in that joy. And the opossums are telling you, you really need to get out of this feeling of not having or lack or want or those kind of things. It's almost like beckoning you to come out and play.
I love that.
So
that's
so
adorable. Well, you've inspired me, and my painting is very intuitive and it's very childlike, and I'm really planning to take that further, and today I feel inspired to do that. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Send me your email, and I'll send you
Candy.
That wonderful slide. Have a beautiful, blessed day, Kat.
You too.
Thank you for all the beautiful light that you're holding for the planet.
Oh, thank you, Candy. Thank you to the posse and your wonderful people that listen. And I just wanted to say, you are definitely the sprinkles on the icing of life.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Candy. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. So many truths in that phone call, listeners. For myself especially, we are all being held in the chrysalis of life right now. Much of what we have known before is broken down. Relationships, finances, much of what we depended on, what we were secure in our lives is gone, and we are now being held in that chrysalis in the hand of God as we wait on our dreams, our intentions, on that those heartfelt prayers, finally breaking forth free from that chrysalis and flying free in the form of that butterfly. And the posse of angels keep telling me, now is the sowing of the seeds in the June, July, and August, and we will see tangible forms of that harvest in September, October, and November of this year. Another phone call, 704, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm well, thank you. What's your name?
I'm Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina. beautiful down there. Tell me, what would you like to ask today?
Well, I just wanted to know, as far as this was the year I kind of set out to kind of make a lot of changes in my life and kind of move forward and move forward in life and career. And I just want to know, as far as from spirit, do you see that kind of, see if I'm on a path?
Hold on. Yeah, the line is a little bit scratchy. You wanted to see
if I'm kind of on the right path as far as that goes.
All right. In any particular area of your life, Jeff?
Probably, career-wise, probably.
Career-wise, most. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. I'm getting, yes, you are on the right path career-wise. Do you love what you're doing?
I do. I'm in education right now.
Okay. Yeah, there the Emperor card came out, and that's always the I'm the boss card, and it just has a feeling around. that's the way I read it. It has the feeling like you're settled, you know who you are, and if you are the boss, then, you probably have gotten there because in the past you've done things that were not particularly honoring to you. And now it's like, no, I draw a line in the sand and this is who I am. So, yes, I do think you're on the right path. Also, the next card that comes out is the Chariot. And things are going to start to move rather quickly for you. As with the last caller, Karen, whether you know it or not, we've all been sowing seeds for ourselves. It's been a very, very, very difficult couple of years for many of us.
Yeah.
that's an understatement, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I can kind of relate to what the last caller was saying also as well. I feel kind of, I've been working so hard and it's just the start, it's time for blessings, more blessings to come.
Yeah. I mean,
I just kind of feel like I'm long overdue for those.
aren't we all? And it's not that we. And quite frankly, in so many, Jeff, who are awakened and living a conscious life of awareness, we are enlightened. We're all of that. It's not that we've lost our faith. It's just that we're weary. We're weary and we're exhausted and it's like, okay, I've done everything that I can do, okay, and then now we are waiting on that hand of the divine to open up all of us for us to have that real tangible forward movement. It hasn't happened as yet. And fortunately, we are all one big family on the planet. Unfortunately, when a family goes on holidays, and there's Aunt Madge and there's Cousin Bart who always takes an hour in the bathroom, and then you have the dog, and you have all the kids and everything. You can't start on the journey for your summer vacation until everybody is in a 12-seater van, and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. And as much as you want to leave Aunt Madge behind, she has to take her asthma medicine and get her nebulizer and a wheelchair or whatever, and you're thinking to yourself, why do I have to wait? But that's where we all are from a consciousness point of view, because we are all one, and it's like leave no one behind. And that harvest is coming in September, October, November, that very tangible form of what we have prayed for and pleaded for and begged for and visualized. And as I said to Karen, a lot of us have done vision boards and we've affirmations and until the cows come home. But this second card is saying that once things start to happen, they will make your head spin. How easily it's going to happen, how things are going to fall into place naturally and organically. And then a lot of us may have too much to handle, actually, because you be careful what you wish for, because it's going to come in. And a lot of us have been focusing this tremendous amount of intention on so much. So mm-hmm. they're also saying that the Eight of Cups always tells me that, you know, you have closed the doors on so many things in the past that we're not serving you anymore. So it's and you're really listening to your intuition now. So they want you to know, just like with Karen, it's interesting how a lot of times phone calls come in and they're along the same lines, is that mm-hmm. please don't give up your hope. Please don't give up hope and faith. It's yours. It just hasn't manifested yet on the physical plane. And it is coming. It is coming for all of us, the very tangible form that we can see of our dreams and our heartfelt desires. You know, it's almost so ludicrous for us, you know, because I'm intuiting that you're very good at noticing how quickly we can manifest things once we say them or think about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you say, well, if I can manifest that, you know, then why can't I manifest these other things? And it's because we all are being held back at that right timing. And once again, I'm really getting that, you know, as we move into August and then into September, we'll see very tangible forms.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
And what can you do in the meantime? Again, you can nurture and nourish yourself. You can find ways to be creative. Keep your joy and your creativity. What do you do in any given week, Jeff, to be creative?
Well, I love to cook. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Love to cook.
I do.
What's your best recipe?
I'm more of a baker myself. I love to cook.
Yeah.
Bakes, cakes and things.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Did
so
you ever?
I had one time thought of opening up my own bakery. That was one of my ideas that I had in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
So I still kind of have that idea.
Did you ever think of, okay, this reminds me, okay, I'll just say, this reminds me of the of Mrs. Fields. You know, she started out as a housewife, and
mm-hmm.
she used to bake, do you know her story? She used to bake cookies. She used to bake cookies
uh-huh.
in her kitchen, and then everybody loved her cookies, and then she baked them for PTA meetings, and then she used to, you know, bake them for other people. And people said, these are so good, why don't you package them? And she packaged them. And then she took off and she's, you know, went national and then went international and, you know, and
uh-huh.
airports around the world. And so what I'm thinking is while you're waiting, and oft times we are kept waiting for things
mm-hmm.
that we think we're waiting for, and we are creative, amazing things come out of that creativity. Have you thought about perhaps baking and then going around to, a friend of mine did this in Australia while she was waiting for
uh-huh.
for what she thought she was going to do came in.
Oh, okay.
And she loved baking cupcakes. And
uh-huh.
And she baked them for friends' parties and for weddings, you know, and then she set up a little bit of a business. And now she has Passion Cupcakes, and now this pastime has become, what do they say, her avocation has become her vocation.
Okay.
And she absolutely loves doing it. And when she thinks back of what she thought she was going to be doing, she thought to herself, oh, that would have been boring, you know, with something behind the desk and something she was very good at. But, I don't know, the posse of angels are just saying, you know, we are often given the meantime in order to bring forth those things that really touch our hearts. And maybe, you know, you can come up with some creative packaging or something like that and bake some cakes and just take them around to some restaurants or bake some cookies and tie them up in nice little ribbons with a cute mm-hmm. little saying on it, you know, with your maybe even your picture or your name, and say, you know, taste these and see if it's something that you would like to feature in your restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be surprised, Jeff. You may be very, very surprised at what comes back to you. If it's meant to really fly, it will happen easily and organically, and just doors will
yeah.
quickly open for you.
Yes. Well, I'd always kind of idolize Martha Stewart. I guess if I always been kind of envisioned myself being something on the lines of that, I guess, endeavor, but...
Isn't that
but not so big yet, but kind of similar to that.
And I'm sure not the not the whole thing with the jail sentence, but
no, not that. Only the good parts.
But you know what? Copying, either copying or something. What do they say? Flattery is the best form of copying somebody is the best form of flattering, or
right.
wanting to aspire to be something. I would say that you are pretty, this is pretty much on the mark of you really being creative, and mm-hmm. and it's funny, they're using the word nourishing you. So you're nourishing
uh-huh.
your creativity, and you're nourishing your soul with the wonderful things you bake as well.
Mm-hmm.
So so I would definitely give that a try, and you'll be amazed at what's going to come out of that.
Yeah, I will. I think I'll definitely do that.
Okay.
But thank,
thank
you so
good.
Much.
Thank you so much for your phone call. Have an absolutely blessed day. Take care, Jeff.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So just going on here about, thank you, by the way, Jeff. That was a great phone call. And Jeff and Karen brought up two remarkable points here, how when we are seemingly held back, that is the time to be creative, to really nurture and nourish ourselves, and to be in deep gratitude and appreciation for exactly what we do have, and we wait on the hand of God to then show us the signs, how to move forward. And everyone, listeners, our time is coming. We will see very tangible signs to move forward. Now, in these times of great shifting of perceptions and what we thought we knew to be true, there may be new situations and events that, you know, quite frankly, listeners, sometimes we don't understand them. But, you know, no matter what the situations are that are occurring, we are all free in any situation to give that situation love. Bless, honor, and accept exactly where you are. No matter what the question is, the answer is always love. By sending love to all situations, it's remarkable the enormous uplifting energies of love have on all aspects of our lives. You know, there's so much written about 2012 and how the planet and we as humans will be shifting. The greatest thing to really feel in our heart is that we are all one and we are all already divine. In this way, we are not creating new versions of ourselves, but we are rather allowing our true selves of who we are to shine through. And when we realize that there's absolutely nothing that we need to do in order to participate in this much prophesized shift into the golden age of enlightenment, we're absolutely free to be authentic, to be ourselves. What can help us enormously to be ourselves is to remain neutral to all that we witness. You know, during these times of great shift in perceptions, much of what we were told to believe in will be disclosed and brought into the light of day. Getting angry and sad and vengeful does no good, and it perpetuates more anger, and actually it perpetuates more sadness in us. Remember that it's not necessary to have an opinion on what we see, but just by observing, it helps us not to create separation energies, but accept what has transpired and send it love. This will keep the energies of unity intact. And quite frankly, in these times of rapid manifestation, the law of cause and effect is immediate. In other words, if something is not in its authenticity, it will not be able to remain so and it will be revealed in order to be removed. And there's nothing that we have to do in order to make that happen. One of the greatest freedoms that we all have is to practice self-love. Be kind to yourself. Once again, the two callers that came in today, nourish and nurture yourself, eating fresh fruits and vegetables, locally grown. We are also free to spend time communing with ourselves and giving that gratitude and appreciation for our blessings. We are also completely free to choose to put our emphasis on positive, loving ideals that encompass acceptance, harmony, and are beneficial, and the greatest good that is going to be for ourselves and the greatest for humanity. You know, one of the things that has helped me enormously over the last 10 years is to put my emphasis on staying positive, no matter what has happened in my life. In this way, I'm truly free to know deep in my heart that everything is divinely ordered, and I do not feel like a victim. In this way, I am allowing myself to accept what is so that I can go on and I can be able to positively affect my life. Actually, I know that everything that happens for my highest good. And in this way, everything that happens is a blessing. It's a gift that I am giving to myself. It's truly amazing. By staying positive, I do not let negative energy drain me and weaken my ability to cope with anything and everything in my life. In this way, I keep my energies high and optimistic and positive and loving. And it doesn't depend on my circumstances. Now, a huge thing that will help us all to make the shift to a new world is to practice being self-reliant. By being self-reliant, one can disconnect from dependency on all systems, on groups, on institutions. You know, quite frankly, listeners, much of what has fueled our world and kept it locked in the matrix of negativity, fear, and control is allowing ourselves to be fed on mass thought, much of which is really robotic and merely sustained negative programming in our lives. And we don't have to keep watching it or listening to it over and over and over again. We actually have a remote and a turn-off button to stop negativity. By remaining awake and by living what I call a conscious life of awareness, we are able to sidestep negative programming and truly to write our own script of life. Being awake also allows us to work in cooperation with others and not be enslaved and dependent on them for our thoughts and our actions. A huge freedom exists that we all have to be able to connect with nature. Please do take time out each day to commune with nature. The time that I spend pruning my roses and talking to them and listening to the beautiful gifts of Mother Nature. I thank the fairies for helping me to look after my rose bushes, and I thank all of Mother Nature for providing that wonderful example of everything working in accordance with universal law. This helps me tremendously to be able to unify my mind and my spirit. You know, so many people get disheartened when they focus on the enormous ills of our world as they ponder, how can that create change? I believe that we will change the world one person at a time, and we will all do it with our kindness, our love, our compassion, our unity, and acceptance. If everyone practiced this, the world would immediately shift into love and peace and unity and acceptance. I love this quote by Rumi. And if you're not familiar with that author's name, it's R-U-M-I. He states, "Yesterday I was clever and wanted to change the world. Today I am wise and I want to change myself." And it's only by changing ourselves within that we go on to change the world. We're all free to look after and nurture ourselves. And with the challenges that I've been through in my life, one of the greatest things that I have given myself is freedom to do, is to keep a sense of humor in all that I do. By not taking things so seriously, we allow ourselves to lighten, become more free and flowing, and then life becomes more free and flowing and less serious. I've been doing this for the better part of the last 10 years through my beautiful business, Angel Healing House, and the miraculous and transformative have happened during my sessions and my intuitive counseling, either in my office in L.A. Or over the phone using Skype and computer. Now, on a previous program, I spoke about making a life instead of making a living. And one of the most important things that helps us make a life is to give to others what we would like to receive. And then we will see our desires manifest all around us. By setting our intentions to practice these freedoms every single day, we are then free to expect miracles in our lives without expectation, knowing fully well that we are divine and we're open to receive abundance in limitless and boundless possibilities. Once we really start to exercise our freedom, especially if we have allowed ourselves to be controlled as to following the right way of doing things, or following the way things always have been, we start to feel like we've been unleashed to really make up our own minds and decide what to do. So much of our time is spent blaming other things outside of ourselves. We are the co-creators of our life, and it is we that have the ability to be able to change it and to perceive it in a very, very different way. I'll end with a quote today. We're coming to the end of the program. I'd like to thank to all the callers, both Karen and Jeff today, and, of course, to all my listeners. If we didn't have time to take those other calls, please tune in and call next time. This is a wonderful quote, and it said, "It's not what the world holds for you. It's what you bring to the world." And when you're in this time of quiet, when we're all in our time of chrysalis, as we await on the hand of God to open up those doors for us, to open up those opportunities and those connections and coming in, be creative. I know that in those down and quiet times, some of those times in the last 5 years, I've written 6 books. And I know that there's going to be magic, miracles, and synchronicities around those 6 books coming in that I can't even possibly imagine where they're going to be. It's going to be so much larger. But hold tight to the faith that it's all coming in for us and be creative. So I'd like to say thank you again for listening in. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my beautiful book, The Faith, and my professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling session or Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally or internationally using distant healing, can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant, magnificent, powerful, beautiful light and go out and create an extraordinary, beautiful life for yourself. You can do this by nurturing and nourishing yourself, being in gratitude and appreciation for what you have, and blessing yourself for the amazing being that you are. Love and blessings to you all, and I look so forward to you tuning in and speaking with you next Tuesday. Take care of yourself. Bye.